Leanne this morning. Joining us over the phone this morning is Representative Lane Allred from House District 21 in the Star Valley area, updating us on the legislative session. Good morning, Representative. How's Cheyenne today?
Well, good morning to you, Duke, and good morning to people of Star Valley. We have a little dusting of snow this morning, but other than that, excuse me, the weather's been very nice out here.
All right.
For 2 weeks. So anyway,
well, we appreciate your time, Representative, to update us on what's happening on the session. I wanted to start with the bill that yourself and Senator Dockstetter have sponsored, House Bill 0103, and it's a property tax bill. Remind us what this bill is, what this legislation would do if passed, and where things stand with it.
Okay, thank you for the question. My bill is a offshoot of the constitutional amendment that Senator Dockstetter pushed through in last year's session, separating the dwellings away from other taxing entities within that area. So I reached out to the Legislative Service Office and I said, hey, we've got this constitutional amendment. Let's draw up a bill that would a trigger bill that would, if passed by the, if the constitutional amendment is passed by the citizens, this would go into effect on January 1, 2025. What it does, and this is based on the rules of the that were put in the constitutional amendment, and I told the LSO I want this to be the maximum it can be under those rules. And so what that amounts to is that if passed, put into law, that everyone will receive at least 1.2% reduction on their property tax, which to me is a start.
And Representative, where is this bill sitting at now? It's passed out of committee, correct?
Yes, it's passed out of committee, and it's been referred to the Appropriations Committee, because it is does have money to deal with it. And I will be before the Joint Appropriations Committee today at noon recess touting that bill.
Representative Lane Allred, House District 21, on the weekday wake-up this morning. There's been a number of bills, of course, that we've discussed, property tax-related. What other bills have you seen pop up on the House floor relating to property taxes?
I wanted to talk to you about a couple of them. You know, my bill, there's those who have suggested to me that there ought to be a sunset on mine, because of one bill that's coming through that'll cap property tax growth at no more than 5% a year. And that's a good one. That's one that can continue on. Yesterday, one of the House members, and I'd heard about this, but I hadn't talked to anybody much about it. And he asked me what I thought, and I told him what I thought, and we had a little discussion. This is a novel idea, and I think it's going to take some mind change for all of us. I think it's got great prospects, but it we're going to have to change our minds a little bit. So what it amounts to is that with a 2-cent increase on sales tax, a house up to $1 million assessed valuation would have zero property tax. I think where our mind has to get wrapped around this is, now I'm paying more on everything I buy, but I'm not getting a sales tax, not getting a property tax. That's on the first 1 million evaluation of a home. That covers 97% of the homes in the state of Wyoming. There would be no property tax. With that 2 cents, it would go in and then be reimbursed back to the counties so that they would not feel any of the hurt from not having the property tax. If your house is evaluated over $1 million, then you'll pay the dip that on just that above the $1 million. So that's an interesting idea. Like I said, I think it's going to take some mind adjustments, but paying a little more here, not paying anything over there.
Representative Lane Allred on the air this morning. Appreciate your time and updates. Representative, anything else you wanted to highlight while we have you today?
I finding this budget session interesting, and that's about it. So thank you very much.
All right, that's Representative Lane Allred this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.